evening, this is N5AOW, Night Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Avenue Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 16th, I believe, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact club member. We can set that up. Got a little trouble breathing this evening, so bear with me. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in? Come down.
N5ALW, please copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3TFB, Bill in Warrendale, through the Echolink system, and my good friend Kevin James is next. Over.
Roger, Bill will stand by for Kevin to check in.
All right, thanks, Bill. Bob, this is KD2FPM, Kevin James, out here in Oneonta on the Echolink system, and I'm the last one in the queue.
Okay, Kevin, very good. KD2FPM and KA3TFB, Bill. We'll check in with Bill first, see what he's got to offer from Pennsylvania. How are things in Warrendale, Bill?
Roger, roger. Currently 75 degrees, 66% humidity. It's muggy here. We had about an 84 degree temperature. Tomorrow we promised 90 and maybe some rain. Got the front grass cut and cut the back grass, and We're doing odds and ends. I'm looking for a new car, and hopefully maybe by the end of next week I might have something different, new to me. A used car that's new to me. Back to net control. I'm sorry, Bob, about your breathing there. Take care, and thanks for being there. KA3TFB, back to net control through the Echolink system. Over.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, got a little problem, I think, with the pollen or whatever that's going on, and creates a little havoc with me, but I'm all right. Anyway, I'll tell you what, great to have a good day today. It was good here, and I hope you had an excellent day down your way, and we'll see what Kevin's got for us. And we'll check in with KD2FPM. Kevin, how are things down at Oneonta?
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob, Bill, and everyone on board. This is KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, and we got 72 degrees right now. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it was a warm one out there today. And, of course, I've been procrastinating dealing with back issues. And finally I said, if I don't get this done, it's not going to happen. I'm going to lose the whole season. So went up to the parental unit's homestead, and from there, a few of my buddies came over, and we were able to get the hard top off of the Jeep and put that into summer storage and got the canvas out and put that on the Jeep. Also got the Jeep waxed and vacuumed and kind of cleaned out the winter dust and whatnot that was inside the Jeep too. So the Jeep actually looks almost brand new at this point. So still waiting for my windshield kit to show up. That'll be here in a couple of weeks. And then I've got this whole mod deal that I'm going to be doing with my fire chief. We're going to be putting on black diamond plate on the corners and on the front fenders, and then I've got a light bar I think I've been telling you guys about that I'm going to be attaching my ham radio antenna and stuff to. So I'm getting ready for all this big mod deal that I've got going down to kind of band-aid the Jeep and keep it rolling and actually make things a little better. All right, with that, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, well, I'll tell you what. You get it too polished up, and you don't want to take it out and get it dirty. But with it being a Jeep, you know what? That's an icon in itself. And that's one of those things that you do. But you get it prepared for the way you want to have it and go from there. Well, I'll tell you what. We had a great day today. The weather was great. We had very little wind. Temperature was up there. And it made an outstanding day. So I think we're all enjoying it at this point. 7-3 to you. And I think we'll make another call. See if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW, Wickenburg. Members and regular members and, oh boy, tell you what, I got all goofed up this evening. Regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob, and everyone else on the net.
Good evening. KD2AIT.
It's N2PFM, I think I may have doubled with someone.
No problem, George. We got you and Jeff both.
KD2QQR checking in.
Hey, we've got three. We've got KC2QQR, Chuck, KD2AIT, and N2PFM. George, we'll start with you. What's going on up your way? I hope you had a fantastic day, and forget about the white van.
Well, good evening. Yes, the white van's working all right, thank God. And the weather temperature range today of 51 to 83. It's getting kind of warm and over on the muggy side there. And the temperature right now is 69 degrees. It'll be good sleeping weather again anyway. I think tomorrow it'll probably be 88 to 90, so we'll see what actually comes about. And I pray also everyone needs to all have a good Lord's Day tomorrow with church and all, which, of course, I'll be doing, good Lord willing. That will say God bless, and 73s and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, and we've got your blessing on it, so I'll tell you what, that's great. We had a fabulous day today, and I hope we have a few more before the rains come again, but we got to have the summer weather just to get out, charge the batteries, enjoy everything, and make a good day of it. All right. KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing? And I was looking for you coming up this during the course of the week.
Hi, good evening, KD2AIT. Yeah, I'd like to perhaps make a run up there, maybe Monday. Not sure yet. We're still working Monday out, but I'm going to be up near Brenningham on Monday, so why not Otter Lake? So let me know if you got anything going on Monday. Maybe me and my brother will swing up there and throw in a lure up there towards some bass. But Anyway, we're up here at camp. We've been doing it all today. A lot of firewood. I loaded up the truck about, I don't know, 3 or 4 times, and that was after getting it stuck once, and then we've been working on this water pump, which is, it's been a challenge, just put it that way, and we're getting there, and other than that, we're just kind of hanging out up here. The skin is radiating off solar flares, for sure, because we've been standing out in the sun almost the entire day, so probably feel that one in the morning pretty sharp, I'm sure. Anyway, KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, yeah, with the water pump, I'll tell you what, if you pull it from the lake or pond or whatever, the one thing I found, you gotta have that foot valve up a bit so it doesn't stick or get a little bit of air in between, or it won't just draw the water the way you want. But anyway, I'm glad you had a good day, and I'll tell you what, Monday we're ready. I'll have the boat ready for you. Just take off and have a good time with the fishing. All right, we'll move along to KC2QQR. Chuck, how are things down your way?
KC2QQR. Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening, Bill. Thanks for everybody here on the mat. My day was good. I had to go to work. I've got to go to work today and tomorrow. Well, I went to work today. I got a whole bunch to accomplish, not as much as I wanted to, and then I got a phone call this afternoon from my mother saying her car won't start. She happened to be stuck at the New Hartford Walmart, and so I scooted from work and went and take a look at what's going on. Wasn't getting no fuel to the fuel rail, so I ran away what it was. Because I noticed a couple weeks prior, every time I go to start it anyways, and noticed it was making like this gurgling noise, so I knew that it was something up, just a matter of time. So, got a tow truck and had to bring it back to the house here, and in the process I got had a friend with me, so we went to Advance Auto, got a new fuel pump, and then wound up this afternoon. I put it in. Only took me about an hour to put it in, which was good, and it started right up. So it was a good day all in all. I like when things go good. Wasn't really expecting the fuel pump to go out, but it's one of those things. This thing is getting up to 10 years old, so it's got a lot of miles on it. So, the Jeep, it's one of them Jeep compasses. But, yeah, it's a very good car. It's actually the first time it's actually ever let us stranded. So, Jeeps are very, very reliable vehicles. And we've sold the ones that we've owned and stuff. But then again, I've had Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, Dodges, all that kind of stuff. So, they all have their own little quirks. I'm used to it. Anyways, hope everyone has a great evening and good day tomorrow. I'll be back on tomorrow evening. So, anyways, 7-3 is all, and back to you, Bill. KC2QQR.
Okay, Chuck. Well, you have a good evening, and glad everything turned out well for your mom's vehicle, and got it back on the road again. Okay, this is N5AOW. My name is Bob. Looking for additional check-ins. Well, I had a good day today. Got a few things done up here with the lawn and went down by the lake and got some weeding done and a few things around the dock and got things cleaned up and looking halfway decent. Gotta do that for the weekend, just for posterity or prosterity. I'm not really too sure about which word is apropos for that one. But anyway, got it done, relaxed in the sun, and visited with a friend on the island, and had a good afternoon. So, overall, The evening was great. We got out on the lake a little bit and enjoyed that too. So, all right, this is N5AOW looking for additional check-in. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close Micro Ravelli service net, return the frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Chuck, Jeff, George, Kevin, and Bill down in Pennsylvania for checking in this evening. 7-3 to everyone. Have a great evening. And 5-AOW clear.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFB, logging off the Echo Link system. Indeed, a good evening to all. Nighty-night.
This is KD2FBM. I'll be logging off of this repeater through the Echo Link system. As always, thank you for use of Echo Link. It's always appreciated. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FBM is clear.
For the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, currently being held on the 145.170 repeater. Stations with or without traffic, please come now. This is KCQ, QQR for R10. Any stations that like to check in tonight, with or without traffic? Good day tomorrow. KC2 QQR going back to that frequency and clear.